Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, January 30th. During a conference call following Tesla's 2019 financial results, Elon Musk was asked when Tesla planned to switch the Model S and X battery cells to the 2170 format used in the Model 3. In the response, Musk said, quote, "We're rapidly approaching a 400-mile range for the Model S, for example, so it won't be long before Model S has a 400-mile range," close quote. Longer range can help the perception of electric cars, although in the opinion of many EV owners, longer range isn't much of a concern. Along with that, Tesla has released its financial results and shareholder letter for the fourth quarter of 2019 after market close. Wall Street was expecting the revenue of about $7.04 billion for the quarter. However, Tesla announced that it beat that mark by $337 million. The automaker continues to improve its financial position with strong results and increased its cash position to a total $6.3 billion. Tesla's stock price jumped well over 6%, and at the time of recording, trades at a current $642 per share. Tesla's solar division is growing again thanks to cheap solar subscriptions and its new solar glass roof. The energy storage business is doing better than ever. The company announced that it deployed 54 megawatts of solar power during the fourth quarter of 2019. It represents the second quarter of growth and a 26% quarter-to-quarter growth since relaunching. Tesla is now in a strong financial position to support paying upfront for solar subscription deployment and should be able to get revenue from these installments for more than 20 years. Tesla has increased the range of the Model Y with an announcement of the production version. The electric SUV will now have up to 315 miles of range on a single charge, and deliveries are scheduled for March of this year. Tesla has updated the wheel options for the Model Y as well, unveiling two more wheel designs, the 21-inch Ubertine and the 20-inch induction wheels. The striking 11 and 10-spoke rims are designed by Jonas Vartola. The bigger wheel options are going to affect efficiency and reduce the EPA range to around the original 280 miles, according to Tesla's own estimate. In a call with investors, Elon Musk said regarding the Cybertruck, quote, "The product is better than people realize even. They don't have enough information to realize the awesomeness of it. It's just great," close quote. With novel features like a bulletproof exoskeleton body, armored glass, and adaptive air suspension, we're left to speculate what else this vehicle will do. Perhaps improve batteries. We shall see. Concluding our Tesla coverage, Tesla has updated their plans for vehicle production. They are currently equipped with the capacity to build 400,000 Model Y and 3s in Fremont, California, and in Shanghai an additional 150,000. By the end of the year, they expect to have 500,000 capacity in Fremont, and they are in the process of installing additional capacity in Shanghai. Tesla's 2020 construction plans also include a limited volume of Tesla semi-trucks. General Motors is officially entering the electric pickup race with the GMC Hummer EV, a possible answer to Tesla's Cybertruck. The company released clips today from a Super Bowl ad titled Quiet Revolution, which will run on Sunday during the big game. The only part of the vehicle released so far is the front grille, and a glowing sequence of vertical lights set inside a restyled but familiar Hummer front end. The GMC Hummer EV will be fully revealed on May 20th, 2020. UPS announced today that they are investing in UK-based EV startup Arrival and ordering 10,000 electric delivery vans from them in order to electrify their own fleet. Arrival said that they will have a battery range of more than 150 miles or 240 kilometers. The investment is of an undisclosed amount, but the order is for 10,000 electric vehicles and the option for 10,000 more. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, energy CFOs believe green energy is the future and that solar will lead the pack. Assurance, Tax, and Advisory Services firm BDO has released a new survey called Energy Goes Green. The survey polled 100 chief financial officers at U.S. energy organizations with revenues ranging from $250 million to $3 billion in October and November of 2019. The overall finding is that energy CFOs agree that green energy is the future. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed leasing two-thirds of Utah's Slick Rock biking trail for oil and gas drilling, even though it has very low potential to produce. A study published in the journal Environmental and Resource Economics explored what happens to attitudes about climate change when people see their neighbors putting solar panels on their roofs. It found that for every additional 1,000 solar panels in a neighborhood, the share of neighbors that believe climate change is primarily caused by human action increased by 7 percentage points. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Sondor's electric bike company is now launching a new campaign known as Electric for Everyone, returning to their previous business model of affordable e-bikes intended for wide audiences. The total price of the bikes ranges from $799 to $1,699, depending on how fancy of a Sondor's model you're after. Rideshare company Lime Scooters is now operating its sidewalk detection pilot program in San Jose. The Lime app will alert riders when they travel on the sidewalk for more than 50% of a trip, and Lime will also be sharing that data with the city of San Jose. And finally, a new electric bike review was published by Electrek's own Micah Toll. The Propella version 3.2 is an elegant, efficient, single-speed electric bike with an appealing price of $999. 250-watt rear hub motor, 252-watt-hour battery, mechanical disc brakes, and a beautiful matte black with anodized blue make for a handsome bike, albeit lacking in some comfort and commuting accessories. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.